This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply Superintendent Jared Corden of Roseburg Public Schools. Obviously, this has been a bit of an unusual situation in your first year as superintendent. How's it going so far?
Yeah, it has been definitely a unique situation. I think all things considered, we're doing well. Our primary focus is obviously on keeping our kids safe and our staff and community safe. But I think we've adjusted well, and I'm happy and proud of the staff and the community.
So we're into this really extended school break right now, which is slated to be 6 weeks, give or take, or maybe more, and a lot of things up in the air. But the word out a few days ago that the teachers are going back to work next week. Explain how that's going to work.
Yeah, so teachers will be working from home next week. Our buildings are closed, as a reminder, through this closure, which right now currently is through the 28th of April. That would mean we're planning on staff and kiddos back the 29th of April, but that's TBD, of course, to see how things go. So staff are working from home. Buildings, again, are closed. Staff will be able to go in for limited use if they need to, but we're encouraging all staff to stay at home and work at home, and they've got a variety of things that they are planning to do to help our students and families through supplemental education and some education learning opportunities.
Now, it's an interesting situation because, as we know, not everybody in the Roseburg School District, as in any district, has access readily to technology. Sometimes that's your socioeconomic status. Sometimes that's where you live. How do you get through that barrier?
Yeah, that's a barrier that we, luckily in certain buildings, some of our buildings did a really good job of getting well ahead of this and doing some technology audit, if you will. But one of the first priorities we have is we'll have staff reaching out to parents and students the week of the 30th. And one of the first questions will be to get at least do a gap analysis of where we're at with technology. We will be distributing Chromebooks and helping families garner Wi-Fi access in the event that we need to have an extended closure beyond that. So we will be on the road, as we are with meals and lunches, delivering technology and helping families make sure they have a way to access that technology.
Now, during the regular spring break, when it's 1 week long like it normally is, you've got meals available at schools. This time around with the extension, you've been doing that, but you changed it to this grab-and-go concept, which basically is grab your meal and take off, whereas before you remained on site. Next week, you start the delivery process. How's that going to work?
We do. We're excited to do this, grateful for the opportunity. What we do know is even with our 16 sites available for breakfast and lunch and some other sites available for just lunch, what we do is it's still a barrier to get there. It's still a barrier for some families to find a site, arrive to a site, get there. We have families, parents working or guardians working and kids not being able to walk there. So what we'll be doing starting Monday is we do have, we have rerouted the district drop-off sites. We've added some sites that are within that mile walking boundary. Those can be accessed on our website, www.roseburg.k12.or.us. What this will look like starting Monday is we'll be still doing breakfast at every site in the morning, and then in between the breakfast and lunch sites, we'll be firing up a host of buses filled with meals. We're going to prep 8,000 meals starting Monday. We think we'll deliver 8,000 meals. We're not exactly sure, but we'll be out on these bus stops, these routes to drop off food. We'll do our best to keep our social distancing there. There'll be a driver and someone delivering at each bus. And what this will look like is a reminder, it doesn't need to be, so if a parent shows up and they say, hey, I need X amount of meals, the kiddo doesn't have to be there. If we have siblings showing up and saying, hey, I've got three siblings at home or brothers and sisters at home, we'll just deliver those. The idea is to get out food, which is a basic priority to as many people as we can over the closure.
And when they're doing that, it's going to be more than just that day's lunch, right?
It will be. So, again, breakfast will still be available. Lunches will still be available at those at school sites next week. The Lunchbox Express, where we've just had lunch available at four sites in the community, is going to be sunsetted in lieu of this. So breakfast and lunch will still be available, but the drop-offs will include a lunch for that day and breakfast the next day, and then we'll redrop the following day. That'll happen Monday through Friday.
Now, for people who have been having their kids go to one of the schools to get meals, does it have to be the school that their child goes to? Meaning some people, because of the district boundaries drawn out, just the way Roseburg is kind of laid out weird with a freeway in the middle and a river and all of that, sometimes the closest school to people is not necessarily the one they go to, or the closest one might be a middle school, whereas their kids are elementary.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. It's any school. No identification is needed. These meals are free. And we would encourage anybody to go. All schools will be open. It doesn't have to be your school of current enrollment.
So you've got the teachers working on this. This has got to be kind of a quickly moving thing to try to get up to speed and teach, provide materials, do some things remotely.
Yeah, it is. It's really been a fun challenge for us. I think there are good opportunities to figure out how to do our work a little bit differently. I think we'll grow in this area, certainly on the technology side. There are things for us to learn and get better at. But it'll be interesting. I'm excited to see what innovations we come up with. We've had some neat plans around what we do for PE, for music, for other specialists, how we support students that do receive some additional student services. So whether you're a school psychologist, a resource room teacher, a PE teacher, they are excited, ready to go. And again, we need to make sure we provide as much access technology-wise so that in the event that we have an extended closure beyond the current closure, kids can still have access to their learning.
Yeah, it's interesting. I hadn't thought of this until you just mentioned it, but things like how do you teach music or how do you, you know, provide any resources? You're probably not going to have 25 kids on Zoom, I don't suspect, but I mean, so people are going to have to get creative.
Yeah, we'll have to get creative. I know a lot of parents, I've talked to several who say, hey, listen, we're in our apartment, I've got my three kids here, what can we do? And I can't think of a better person to ask than a music or PE teacher maybe on that. You know, how do we get kids moving? What does that look like if you've got, you know, limited space to work on? So those resources will be coming out. They have lots of ideas. Again, I think we can post lots of videos of our current folks doing things. We can share resources. We're excited to see how this rolls out.
Obviously, everybody's in the same boat, different districts adopting different things, but following the governor's guidelines, it sounds like most districts are going to be doing something similar to what you're talking about as we get into next week when school originally should have resumed.
Yeah, that's true. And it's been interesting and really fascinating to talk to district partners around the state. Some are still in the kind of wondering about what they can do next. We have some districts that are well ahead of our district in terms of technology integration. I'm interested to see what students and parents tell us across the state around what worked for them.
Anything else people ought to know as we transition back to what should have been a regular school year here?
Well, I think, you know, one thing that's important for people to know is part of the second to last executive order was the governor asked schools to take the lead on providing childcare for frontline workers. That would be healthcare professionals, first responders, and others. So we are planning to begin childcare service for those individuals April 1st. We'll start with 84 slots, and we're kind of working through the details. You know, we're used to kind of having my expectation of myself is when a directive comes, there's support that comes that with that in direction. There's been a bit of a lag on that. The Oregon Department of Education has done a good job keeping or trying to interpret the directives from the governor. But we'll be up and going with child care for our community that are, again, those frontline staff that need to be at their sites supporting our community.
All right, Superintendent Jared Corden, Roseburg Public Schools, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, my pleasure.
840 News Radio 1240 KQEN.